Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up, it's your girl V Henny Man, you already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man, we always have a dope guest in the building. We have Brooklyn's own, she's a hip-hop artist, she's an entrepreneur, she a hustler in itself. You got your girl, K motherfucking got it.
Kay Goddess without a voice.
Without a voice right now. Yo, man. Kay, I want to say thank you for being here.
Of course.
The fact that you're here with no voice says a lot for me. So I truly appreciate that. Before we dive into anything, you know, I want to do a toast. I don't know. I'm not sure if you can drink or not.
I'm outside.
All right, let's do this. I want to say congratulations. This is honestly, I want to say congratulations to your growth and your personal development.
Thank you.
Which we're going to tap into. So this is for you right here. Let's do this.
You got to chug it.
Mm. Oh, we chugging stuff. We can't have you drunk like last time, though.
We're outside.
Yo, okay. Last time we was here, it was like maybe 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was in my basement.
Yeah.
We got lit.
We did.
And you dropped, I remember you dropped Don't Ask Me.
Yeah, Don't Ask.
Yeah, Don't Ask. Yeah. Okay, Don't Ask. And, you know, I was like, literally, I was reflecting on like from us working together from when you started to like where you're at now, right?
Yeah.
I want to definitely say like, I noticed, and I think a lot, and I don't want to be biased, but I feel like a lot of people are noticed as well that you've been working on your character, your personal development, meaning like your attitude, your growth, how you feel, looking back at who you were 2 to 5 years ago to who you are now. How you
feel
about that?
I feel pussy. No, I'm sorry.
Why you feel?
I feel good, you know, 10%. I feel pussy because, you know, I just feel like, when you change who you are as a person and you change, because, you know, obviously I changed my behavior because I wanted more opportunities to come towards me.
Okay.
So with being that I changed, I feel like a lot of people be testing me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I be having to have like a sit back moment and be like, you trying to take me back. Mm. Like you trying to get all my blessings taken away from me.
Gotcha.
Because I was really wild, like wild, didn't care what I was seeing to people. If anybody made me feel some type of way, I was responding the same way. And that's not the way you're supposed to go about things in life.
Okay.
Because I feel like you could ruin a lot of opportunities for yourself with returning the same energy, especially if people was on a higher caliber than you.
Okay.
So I feel like it was a lot of people that could help my career move.
Uh-huh.
And being that I felt disrespected, I returned disrespect back. And that put me in a position where, like, no matter how much I did, after a while to change, a lot of people just wasn't rocking with me because of the things they heard about me.
Do you regret it?
No. I don't regret it only because motherfuckers know who that bitch is.
Right.
They know the new version of me. And I love the fact that people could tell a story of, nah, K-God has changed. Like, nah, she could be that.
Right.
But she changed. She's a little more understanding now, you know, so.
What was the moment that made you feel like, I fucked up this opportunity due to whatever, your attitude, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And you were just like, nah, I need to flip this script. Like the realization of you saying, I need to grow and stop this.
I would say my breakup with the producer guy.
Right.
After me and him broke up, I started seeing things for what it was.
Okay.
Because a lot of my disrespect that I gave towards people was because my loyalty was to him.
Okay.
Because I felt like a lot of people didn't respect us as a unit, but they really didn't respect him.
Mm.
So I was ruining a lot of relationships that I felt like was disrespecting him. Because there was a lot of people in my ear like, Kay, you don't need to work with him. Kay, you don't need to be around him.
Okay.
And I'm like, just defense mechanism, you know? To where, like, after we broke up, I really started seeing, like, damn, like, these people ain't really have an issue with me. They had an issue with him, and I'm taking on other people's problems.
Gotcha.
So after a while, I just learned to just be for myself and mind my business.
So how you feel about that word loyalty? Because you mentioned how it's sad because I love loyalty, but it kind of hindered a lot of your growth.
A lot of my growth. So how I feel about loyalty is I just don't expect it from people no more. Like, it's like people would point certain stuff out to me and be like, well, they're not loyal to you.
Okay.
And I would sit back and I'd be like, but they also got to get their career off the ground. So, like, I see it differently now.
Okay.
Rather than just having somebody that I'm just on go for. Now, I'm not on go for people because I see, like, in return, people don't be on go for me.
Okay.
So, it's more so, like, to each his own. Like,
okay.
It is what it is, like, you know.
Okay.
So, I don't really expect loyalty from certain people. Like, a lot of people that used to be around me, they leveled up or elevated or around a different circle of people. And at first, I started feeling some type of way, like, damn, when are people going to have loyalty to me? But then after a while, you just start, when you see those loyal people, just keep them by your side. Don't expect loyalty from any and everybody.
Okay.
You're not going to get it from them.
No, I agree with you. And I feel like, I guess you're in a space right now where you're just picking and choosing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And it can be challenging, yeah. You know. With that being said, because you mentioned, like, how you had a change or whatever. Like, and it's... You already know when, I don't look at it like it's change, it's more an elevation, right?
Yeah.
But then you have people who be like, yo, you're not true to yourself or you're not being authentic. You're being fake. How do you stay true to yourself and your artistry?
I would say stay true to your game plan. Whatever your plan is, whatever your end goal is, no matter what happens around you, still figure out how can that goal still be accomplished
okay.
at the end.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So like, when I hear certain things about certain people now, I leave it in the back of my head because, yes, always pay attention, but don't let that mess up your end goal.
Okay. Okay.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. You saying you saw people elevate, which you have, and I'm trying to be non-biased with this because yeah. We already know we work together.
Yeah.
So me being very non-biased coming into this, and I'm like, yo, I want people to see your perspective. Like, do you feel like... Because you was in this industry, you see so many people elevate, and you're here questioning yourself, mm-hmm. you're questioning loyalty, you're yeah. questioning team, you're questioning whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, do you feel like some way you felt discriminated or inequality with when it came to this industry?
Of course. But one thing I will say is that if you stay 10 toes down in this industry, whatever's done in the dark will always come to the light.
Okay.
So, and what's meant for you will always be for you.
Okay.
It don't matter if it take me 10 years to get to where I gotta go.
Right, right.
I know once my foot step across that door, people gonna look back and say, nah, okay, God has been the same person she always been.
Right.
She might have had a lot of trials and tribulations.
Right, right.
But I've always been the same person. Like, even the people that bad talk me, because after a while, I used to have this thing of people bad talking me, and then I used to try to, like, fiend to tell my side of the
right,
story.
Right, right.
Like, they lying. I don't even gotta do that no more. Because after a while, the truth comes out.
Right.
Because the people that wasn't around me before that fucked me over, they go around somebody else, tell them stories. Okay, God is this, 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 this. Okay, God is still quiet. Later on down the line, those people that you were around that you was telling stories, they come back to me like, yo, this person did the same thing to me. Oh, but no, you listened to them when they was talking shit about me.
Right.
You believe the lies. So it always come out in the end. So I don't even be sweating certain stuff no more.
I guess a lot of people will question, like, how do you stay mentally stable when it comes to stuff like that? How do you even go about trusting? I've seen you get hurt by hip-hop
a lot,
and it's like, do you feel like you have a toxic relationship with hip-hop? And I say toxic because of the back and forth. I've seen you go through, like, I'm done
a lot. Yeah, I feel like I have a toxic relationship with hip-hop. I do. I feel like, you know what it is, I feel like hip-hop loved me so much. You know when, like, the little boys are chasing a girl around the school playground, and instead of him flirting with her, he beat her up.
Right.
But he real life love her, got right. a crush on her. I feel like that's what the industry's doing to me.
Mm.
Like, they know for a fact they can't bully me out of the industry, because the more they try, the more I keep coming back harder. And I know motherfuckers are sitting back like, this bitch won't give up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, because the moment I give up, I feel like a lot of people would be expecting me to. A lot of people would be happy that I gave up, or be happy that I stopped doing what I love to do. And I would never let the enemy win. So, like, hip-hop is we have a very dysfunctional relationship. But I'm used to it. I was raised in a dysfunctional family.
Right.
So.
But at what point in your life do you start saying, like, I don't want to deal with this dysfunctional relationship? Or is that something you're just like, because, like, do you see anything else?
Yeah, I see a lot. Like, I see me doing movies. You know, I'm an actress now. I just got into a movie. Other reality TV shows and things like that. But the more the story is, it always goes right back to the industry. So it's like, no matter how big or different avenues you could go through, it all comes back straight to the industry. Because there's a lot of producers that's behind a lot of these shows, a lot of these movies that was in the hip-hop industry at one time point.
Right.
So, you know, it's a lot of blackballing going on, but...
Do you still... Because many times you said on your page, mm-hmm. on Lives, like, how you're an independent artist, you're working hard, yeah. how, you know, you felt blackballed. Do you still feel like you're blackballed?
Do I still feel like I'm blackballed? I feel like I'm not as blackballed as I was.
Okay.
I feel like people are trying to give the new K-Goddess a chance, but it's something still in the back of their head that they're like, no, no, no. And that's fine because Snoop Dogg got a lot of no's. Kanye West got a lot
right.
of no's.
Right.
It's a lot of moguls in this game that had a lot of no's right. before they got that one yes. So I just pay attention to like a lot of the greats and the moguls that actually have a story to tell. And I pay attention to their story and I just look at the comparisons like, wow, you know, because I was watching the Kanye West documentary and he was actually in the buildings.
Yo.
He was a producer.
Right.
He was right there and niggas was not trying to listen to his music. Like, no, you need right. to go make them beats. What are you talking about? You want to rap? No, your shit is trash. No.
Right.
You know, and I watched, you could see it all in his face, like he wanted to cry, like, but he never gave up, no matter how many years it took him.
Right.
And I feel like that's just where I'm at. And it's a lot of people that's been in this industry longer than me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I look at my story and I say to myself, like, who am I to feel like, because I've been rapping for 5-6 years now, that I'm nowhere. Because every time I turn around, it's people in New York City that tell me how the city is mine. And I got the streets. And they've been listening to me for years right, and things right. like that. So I just always got to remember who I am and, you know, just keep my head up. Stay focused.
There was a point that you was very active.
Yeah.
You was outside.
Outside.
Yeah. You was very active. Obviously, a lot of us saw that you slowed down a lot.
Yeah.
Why?
I really just started focusing more on, like, reality TV, acting, rollout plans. You know, I just want to make sure that all of the music that I have in the stash, I do it the right way this time around. Because, yeah, I was real active. I was outside, but I wasn't dropping no music.
Okay.
You know, I was previewing it and playing them on my shows and whenever I'm traveling, but I wasn't, like, really actually dropping music. So now that I built so many more connections, I feel like 2024 is time to just bring it all together now.
Okay.
And just go.
Because people was talking. Yeah. People were saying you fell off.
Yeah, they did.
People say you fell off.
They did.
Certain, like, there was a lot of elevations with artists, and then it's like, I heard
yeah.
like it was like, yo, K fell off.
But my thing is, how did I fall off if my name is still in the conversations?
Right.
You know but, what I'm saying? So that don't even make sense. How I fell off. These bitches just now coming outside and I'm on TV now.
Right.
So it's like, it depends on what the value of fell off is.
Okay.
To me, I don't feel like I fell off at all.
Okay.
Because when I was outside, none of these bitches was outside.
Okay.
Now they outside, I'm on the TV screens. They not on TV screens. So I don't feel like
do you feel like you're working smarter?
I feel like I'm just trying all avenues
okay.
to get my foot through the door. Like I said, the end goal is still a goal.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
no matter what you got to do to get there, just still make sure you get there.
Okay. One thing that I always admire, right? And I said this with so many artists, working with tons of artists, and I'll be like, yo, the fact of I've witnessed the amount of money you invested.
Yeah.
I've witnessed the tears. I've witnessed the late nights. There was times that you would even be like, I'm going to be out all night. Yeah. I already know how you are. Like, yeah. you know, like you're outside when you, I remember even Miami one time that we did like events, yeah. and whatever. I slept in the car and everything, yeah. like, you know, like
yeah.
you work.
Yeah.
You work, you know, you fought back.
Yeah.
So I admire, me personally, I would say the fight that you have I admire it. I love it. And I feel like you have a story and a lot of people are seeing the fact that you're not giving up. Yeah. And it takes a lot of strength to not give up.
It do.
What helps you get to that place of having that inner strength and building yourself to a place of not wanting to give up?
First, God, prayer. I make sure I stay prayed up. And second, just thinking about my future, thinking about where I want to be at. Do I want to be a girl that said I could have and I should have, and now I'm back in Brownsville? Or am I going to be the girl that continues to strive no matter what, so my grandkids can see the foundation that I set from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be the girl that put Brownsville back on the map. I want to go back to my hood and they hear about, damn, like, it wasn't easy. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing, too. When you got an easy story, people quick to say you an industry plant.
Right.
When you got a hard story, they quick to say you fell off, you ain't do this, you ain't do that. But when you make it, now it's, oh, shit, she got a story. But no, but you the same motherfucker that said I fell off.
But I feel like they're still doing that because I know, like, I'm going back to the whole Cat Williams mentioning, what's his, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's been, he was, before he got big, he was working. He was doing mad comedy shows, whatever. And I get, I understand what he's saying, but it's like, I feel like they're still even giving that names to people saying you're an industry plant, despite how much you hustled. You know, like, are you nervous about that? Because, like, I feel like the internet, they pick and choose how they want to, I feel like the internet had, and we spoke about this, there's so many, everybody's opinionated, and everybody looks at things where their opinions are so-called facts.
Right.
And it's like, are you ready? I mean, I think you've always been ready for that, but how you feel about that? Like, are you mentally prepared for that? For, like, the fact of people really on a place, they're in a different place where they're going to start even judging you even more. And you dealt with people judging you,
my whole career. So,
it doesn't bother, it doesn't bother you?
I have my moments sometimes, but, like, bothering me overall, nah. I really don't be caring, like, what people think about me, say about me. I just let it be known, like, what it is. Like, earlier today, I posted a video on Instagram, a preview of a record, and they saying I look like I got FUPA.
Right.
I just had surgery.
Right.
Knowing I'm still wearing boards and... Look.
Right.
How is this a FUPA? You know what I'm saying? So I told people, like, this is not a FUPA. I have on foams and boards. And then it's like, whatever you want to say, go ahead, run with it. I don't even care. It is what it is. You would never win arguing with the internet.
Right.
And then when you do say something, because I'm trying to show people and tell people about my surgery for educational purposes.
Okay.
And it's like, no matter how much I talk about it, they think I'm arguing with them. Oh, you're angry. You're mad because of people's opinions. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to educate them.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
how do you balance, speaking of that, right, because you're open with your surgery. Were you... Because you did surgery a while back. You mentioned that on your YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was your surgery? Like 2017, 18, around there, right?
Okay, so this is my fifth surgery. My first surgery was like 2016, 2017. I got lipo, BBL, awake.
Okay.
Then after that, I started getting shots. After that, my second lipo was in like 2019, 2020. And I had lipo to my arms, my thighs, my stomach, and everything.
Okay.
So this is my third lipo in 2023, November 2023. This is my third lipo. And this is my second time getting my breast done.
Okay.
So, yeah.
With everybody, especially in the hip-hop industry, where they're always constantly... I feel like it's crazy how they attack the women in the hip-hop industry on when it comes to BBLs, surgeries, and stuff like that, right? How do you balance societal beauty standards and your own personal standards?
It depends, because like the reason why I got lipo this time around is because I was already getting put to sleep for my breast complications.
Okay.
So it was like, might as well just do lipo. But I gained a lot of weight due to birth control.
Okay.
So once I saw myself blowing up, I'm like, yeah, it's time to go back on that table. Like,
but do you think it's an addiction?
Probably.
Okay. Do you feel like you're in a place of maybe borderline getting to an addiction with it or no?
Nah. I need a surgery this time around for health reasons.
For the health reasons?
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm getting put to sleep already, and if I did want another... Okay, so let's say if I fix my breasts just alone.
Okay.
And I didn't get lipo.
Uh-huh.
Which means I would have fixed my breasts and I would have still been 200 pounds.
Okay.
Right? I would have had to wait an additional 6 months to a year in order to get put back to sleep again for a lipo, if I wanted to go lipo.
If you want, okay.
Right. Who's doing that? I'm already getting cut open. I'm already, after surgery, I already cannot work out.
Right.
Add that lipo. I might as well just heal all together.
Okay.
Add the lipo on it. So, no, I don't think it's an addiction because I feel like an addiction is every little thing. You're like, oh my God, I need to go do this. I need to go do that. And I don't move like that. So, I don't think it's an addiction. Yeah. If I would have stayed the same that I was a few years ago, I wouldn't have got another lipo.
Okay.
I didn't. Birth control blew me up. So,
But let me ask you this then. So now doing the surgeries, all right, when you, like, does it affect your confidence?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm trying to see how can I word it. When we doing these surgeries, all right, so because you know how people say when you do surgeries, they're like, some of these women are lacking confidence, hence why they're trying to enhance their, I guess their figures or it's like certain body parts and et cetera. And it's like, okay, so do you feel like you was, you're challenged, you're in a place of like self-doubts within your personal appearances? Do you feel like music industry or the entertainment industry puts a lot of pressure on you as well within your appearance and stuff like that? Like, does it affect your confidence as well? Like, even like right now, you're great. Everybody's saying, yo, don't, no more surgery. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're in a place of maybe later on in the future, you'd be like, nah, it's, my confidence is still not there. I want to try something else.
With me, it never was confidence, you know, because even before I even had surgery when I was young, I've always been the most confident bitch in walking in the room. No ass, no hips, nothing.
Okay.
Nobody can tell me nothing. Okay. Because confidence comes within yourself.
Right.
I know a lot of women that have gotten surgery for confidence reasons.
Right.
But that just never was me. Like, I'm the baddest bitch regardless. I don't care what nobody think about me. However, of course, everybody wants to be a bad bitch. I don't think the industry, well, not to me personally, the industry didn't put this on me because I've been getting surgery before I even started rapping.
Okay.
I could see if I started getting surgery once I became a rapper, but I started getting surgery before I started rapping.
Okay.
I wanted surgery before I even started working in a strip club. Like, okay, when I was in college playing college basketball, I wanted surgery.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I never liked my love handles. I never liked how my hips had dents in them. I just always wanted surgery. You know what I'm saying? Since I was a little girl, I thought my first surgery would be me getting my nose done. I never knew it would be light bone, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say it's a confidence thing, not for me personally. Just like I know a lot of women that get surgery to attract a certain type of man.
Okay.
When you get outside and you start to learn, like, niggas don't care whether you are well or you skinny as a toothpick. Yes, if you got a pussy on you, they gonna fuck you.
Right.
So that don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? So me personally, it's just always been my thing. Like, I've always liked surgery. Like, since I was a little girl, I was just always there. I come from a family of big girls. So I already knew at one time and point when my body fully developed, I was going to be a big bitch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, she's a big bitch. Yeah, I already knew I was going to be a big bitch. Everybody in my family got thighs. They got the extra stomach. They got big old titties. So, like, I knew I started getting surgery done when I was at least, like, 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
So I was really young. My body wasn't even fully developed.
Okay.
So I already knew by the time I was at least 23, 24, I was going to blow up. And I did. I blew up. My breast became a triple D. And this was after my first surgery. My breast was a triple D. It was ridiculous. So I already knew because I got women in my family that have like Fs and Gs.
Okay.
So I already knew.
What is it that you want to, because you said you want to educate people about, what is it that you want to educate people on?
I just want to show people my story. Because everybody process with surgery is different.
Okay.
And that's what I want a lot of people to understand as well. I want people to understand, like, make sure you really do your research. With me, like, this, out of all my surgeries, and I've been through some shit after surgery. Like, I didn't have voodoo put on me after surgery and all that before. And this is my worst healing process ever out of all my surgeries, no matter what I've been through. This is my worst healing process. I don't know. My body's just like, it's not, I don't have that young body no more. Like, when you young, you could go get surgery and be back working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this time around, I had a breast cancer scare. My breast had ripped back open. My lipo just wasn't healing correctly the way it was supposed to. And that's another thing, too, that happens when you have so many surgeries. You know, after a while, like my doctor had told me, he was like, this is your fifth surgery. This is going to be the worst healing process ever. And I've been through worse before. So I'm like,
I got this.
I'm going to be fine. And I see what the hell he talking about, because my body just not healing the way that it was. Like, I'm 2 months post-op and I'm doing way better than what I was. But you can still just tell, like, you know, if I was 19 years old again, 2 months, I would have been moving around. Like, I'm 6 months post-op, you know, so
it depends. Does it scare you? Like, the fact of your healing process is not as it was in the past?
Nah, it don't scare me. It just shows me that next time I do decide to do surgery, I know what I need to have around me, the people I need to have around me, all around care. I'm going to just be more prepared.
Okay. For me personally, when it comes to the surgery, like, yeah, I would say educate. Because I, me personally, I don't know about, like, surgeries and stuff like that. So, I like the route that you're doing with the fact of educating girls on this, showing them a different side. Because one thing that I did find out is that a lot of these surgeries, they're actually, you know, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, people be really dying.
Yeah. I mean, people die with anything.
I know that, but I'm just like, yeah. And people die with anything, but these surgeries, like, they, like, it's actually, I mean, the trauma you put in your body through is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's mm-hmm. like, so now what's your routine now within this post-op, of, you know, after your, the aftermath?
Well, right now, okay, so I was getting, so after surgery, I had caught an infection.
Okay.
And at first, I was getting 3 to 4 massages a week. Now I'm down to 2 massages a week. I get a massage every Monday and every Friday.
Okay.
And I keep my faja on 23 hours a day. I only take it off if I need to shower or if I'm getting a massage, and I put it back on my foams and everything. Like when I had lipo before, I never needed to wear foams because my skin was just, it was Gucci. I never, just a t-shirt and a faja. This time around, I need foams to just keep my compression and keep my swelling down. So I get massages 2 times a week. You know, it's a lot of maintenance that goes into it. But I'm excited because a lot of my swelling went down now. And I'm looking good. Bitch looking snatched. Body done up.
And that's not a fupa, guys.
Not a fupa. And yo. I did not get a BBL. This is all me.
Wait, so what... Explain what's a BBL.
So BBL is when you get lipo 360 and you take the fat from your lipo and you put it into your butt.
Okay.
So I got that done the first time I ever had surgery at 19.
Okay.
Never did it again. Never needed it again.
Uh-huh.
Big bitch is one of my family. Yeah. Big bitch came out, you know, started getting ass, started getting hips. I don't need to touch it. You
right,
know what
right, saying? Right.
So that's a BBL. I didn't get that this time around. I just got lipo and a breast reduction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned voodoo, right?
Yeah.
I definitely want to tap into that because I'm like, you mentioned voodoo and it's like, I'm going to keep it a stack. Like, I be telling people like, yo, bro, like in this industry, I'm not even deep in like how other are.
Yeah.
And it's like, you see a lot of spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And it's like... In moments of challenges or spiritual warfare, how do you, and I'm not saying to tell it fully, but how do you stay protected?
Ooh. And shimmy. I send it back to them, y'all.
You said shimmy, like, return
to sender. Return. But yeah, that's just the way to put it right there. Like, I send it back to them. I had voodoo put on me before, so.
How do you know? The question is, how do you know you have voodoo was put on you?
I was gone. I was mentally, physically, emotionally, I was gone. And it hit me because after I had lipo, my second lipo, I was posting a doctor and I was doing promo.
Okay.
So this time around, I'm doing promo again. But this time around, I'm doing my promo after I'm ready healed.
Okay.
So yeah, sit in that shit if you want to. That shit going right back, you heard? I ain't know about it before, but bitch was prepared this time around. I told my doctor and everything, like, listen, when we start promo, let's start it in December. I wanted a month after surgery. I don't want these people to know I'm healing right now because
they're
going to try to send some shit my way. You know, after surgery or anything like that, you're weak. Right. So it's easier for things to hit you. Man, this time around, I had the Christians, the Babalows, the Catholics. I had everybody praying for me this time around. I need all y'all.
Right.
But just in case somebody come for me this time, I need all y'all. So, yeah, I had my family praying for me. The people that deal with dark spirits, I had them praying for me. I had everybody just praying. Like, I need all prayers.
Okay.
Send them all. Protect me. Got all the prayers.
It's crazy, though, because it's like... Can you tell? I know I can, but can you tell who, like, by meeting certain people, being around certain rooms, can you tell, like, I know this person?
Yeah, my spirit tells me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
My spirit tells me, like, even people that ain't for me, my orishas, my spirit, they like, I can feel it. Like, right.
It's like a discernment.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you would just know. And then I meet other spiritual people, and you could tell because... It's certain shit they say.
Right.
That'll be like, then they look back at you like, all right, let's go get that Florida water.
Yeah. When can you say you started realizing within your rap career that you're like, yo, there's a lot of spiritual motherfuckers here and there's a lot of mal de ojo in English terms is like jealousy.
Yeah.
And how they throw it to you. Like, when did you start realizing this?
I've always realized it, but I was really like more oblivious to it.
Why?
Did
you grow up to it?
I have family members.
Okay.
Right, you know? So I was raised around it, but I ain't really understand it because I was raised Christian.
Okay.
So my grandmother raised me to like anything besides Christianity is the devil.
Right.
That's
right,
the
right.
devil. That's the devil. So I was like scared of it, never really, you know. And then when somebody put it on me, I had no choice but to learn what's going on.
Okay.
And once I learned what's going on, my aunts taught me in a way like you figure out what works for you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is that. You do your own research, but we're going to give you the tools and the knowledge, man. And a lot of shit still shock me. I be paying attention like, oh, shit. But I always knew because we hear stories from beginning of times, like even when the blues, before hip hop was even around, it was just blues and jazz and rhythm. People were like, don't go to the end of them crossroads. Mm-hmm. You'll never know what them crossroads. Don't be singing that devil music. You know what I'm saying? So it's always been, we've always known of spirituality being in the music industry. But a lot of people just didn't know how, what goes on to where now, like if your third eye is open, you see it now.
Yeah. Do you think people still give like a blind eye to it?
Yes.
Yeah?
A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
Do you feel like people, because you said people, certain things was thrown to you. So do you feel like when it was thrown to you, do you also feel like it attacked your career and your success, the level you're at?
Yes, of course. Of course, absolutely. Of course. But one thing I do know is if you have a strong faith and you believe in what you believe in, it's going to always work in your favor at the end. You just got to be tough. You just got to be tough and go through it. But it's going to work in my favor, so I ain't even worried about it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still here, and I would have been done off by now if what was intended to hit me would have hit me the way it was supposed to.
Right.
And I saw so many people still angry. Like, I still have moments, like, I would go around, like, preachers and things like that, and they always tell me, like, you blessed. Like, you, people would have sent some shit your way before, and it's not hitting you no more.
Right.
I'm like, I know. I'm protected now. Like, I'm good. I got it.
That's good.
So yeah,
you're in a better. Congratulations, Kay. You're definitely in a better space mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, like I honestly, I'm not being biased. I'm trying not to be biased. Should I say? And because I'm like, yo, witnessing you, and there was a moment where I'd be like, yo, you can be emotional.
Yeah.
But you're Scorpio.
Yeah.
You're a water sign.
Yeah.
You know, but I understand too, like I had to like really understand and see like, yo, I get it because you're putting your all into this, you know, like you really die for this.
Yeah, I do.
And it's crazy. Like, you know, like continue pushing forward. You know, I know again, you took a break from music.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting back into it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are we expecting with you?
New EPs, my story.
Are you going to be doing drill?
A little bit. I'm going to be dabbling in it.
Because you know how they're talking about, like, the whole... Like, they're saying drill kind of fucked up hip-hop. How you feel about that? Like, put it in a negative space of, like, violence and gangs and etc.
I feel like that's always been there.
Right. I mean, it has been. Because N.W.A., etc., you know, etc. We could keep...
But they're making it seem like rappers never died from hip-hop. Like, rappers been dying their whole careers. Like,
right.
Hip-hop since hip-hop came out. Rappers been dying. People been talking about guns and this, that, and the third. I just feel like we had a time to where, like, everybody have opinions. Everybody can say what they want to say and not be scared. You know, there was a time and point in hip-hop where people were like, you can't say that. So niggas is like, fuck your dead homies.
Right.
Smoking your iPad. Niggas is wilding. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, motherfuckers is wrong.
Like, there's no respect for the dead no more.
There's none.
But where do you think we get it from?
Where we get
it from? Tupac was hit him up. That's why I fucked your bitch. Like, where I think we get it from? We known for being disrespectful from y'all. It's like when they say, oh, all the females rap about popping pussy. Like, y'all wasn't that freaking it?
Right.
Popping pussy? Having orgies? We didn't get it. We didn't originate it. We got it from y'all.
But why you feel like... Look at, speaking about that, right? How they're saying like because the women are dominating hip hop right now. Not for a while now, actually. And it's like, okay, you know, yes, the women will always speak about pussy, but you have some lyricists as well. Yes. Why do you think the lyricists are being overseen, though? Oh, yeah, like they're not seeing them like that. Like your Raspity. It's not, I'm not saying that like, they're overseeing her, but they kind of are. Like, she could rap. Mm-hmm. But then you have other people, I'm not going to say names, mm-hmm. who just not really say nothing. Mm-hmm. And they're in a space of like stardom, money, fame, etc.
I mean, it really just depends because it also depends on your fan base. You know, Rhapsody has a fan base where that boom bap, that's what they want to hear from her.
Okay.
You know, you got rappers like Ice Spice where people say like, don't really rap on the track, but she's showing her ass and shaking her ass. That's what her fan base want to see.
Right, right.
They want to hear them little raps, them little punchlines. Like, God.
Do you know?
Not even a shit.
Do you feel like you know your sound?
Of course. I've been to my sound.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to my sound. But the thing is, I never really put out a lot of music. Because all of my shit in the stash, people be like, why didn't you drop this?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, what's meant for me gonna always be for me. And it's all about timing as well.
Okay.
You know, what if I wasn't meant to blow back then? What if my time is coming up now?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it also depends. And then I just really feel like a lot of the girls, they're gonna be here today and going tomorrow. Okay, Goddess was here today, here tomorrow, here next year, here after right. that. Like, my name is still with whoever, any rap female, I don't give a fuck if she signed to a label right now. I don't give a fuck if she been outside the whole 23. Okay, Goddess name is still coming up next time.
Right, right.
And
right.
I ain't be outside all year.
Right, right, right.
I dropped probably like two records the whole 2023. How is that possible if I don't got the stardom, the star fame, the star quality? If I ain't have that, my name would have been gone. When I drop a snippet, people wouldn't be commenting.
Right.
I won't have a fan base no more. My followers is growing every day. Whether right. Whether it's haters, whether it's supporters, whatever it's that. You still can't mention female rap in New York City without K-Goddess.
Right.
So, am I that trash? Did I fall off that much? Do people not like my music that much? Because if that's the case, I wouldn't be the talk of the town. Mm. My name wouldn't come up. Granted, we did a on the radar cipher.
Okay.
All females.
Right, right, right.
You can only name three people in that cipher. It was a good, probably like six of us in that cipher. Five, six of us. You can only name three females right now that's still booming. Probably four.
Yeah.
Connie Diamond.
Right.
Lola Brooke.
Right.
K-Goddess.
Right.
Billy B. London Hill.
Yeah.
London Hill with Nikki. That's the only time we hear her drop. Connie B. signed, Connie Diamond signed to Def Jam. She lit.
Right.
Outside, moving. Lola, we saw it. Don't play what it did.
Yeah.
If that was the case, those would be the only three names still lit. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like what's meant for you will always be for you. It don't matter where people try to sit you at. Because at the end of the day, when niggas talk about New York rap, my name still come up. When people talk about who's been doing it, who's still doing it, my name still come up. I saw when this new year came in, then you know how they do like the wrap up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Old girls to look out for. How was my name still on the list? I only dropped two records this year. How am I still on the list with bitches that's been dropping? Make it make sense. How did I hit my first 1,000,000 views on YouTube 2023?
Because you're thinking of, I feel like you always looked at longevity.
Right.
You know?
So it don't matter.
Okay.
I wasn't outside the whole 2023.
No, you wasn't.
Not one time being.
Right. Right.
Probably Summer Jam. And I ain't even want to go. I don't even know how the fuck I ended up on the stage with the baby.
Yeah, you was shaking your ass.
I don't even know how I got up there. I did it though.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I go outside still to this day. We went to an event last week and I'm getting ready to walk in the spot. I'm telling people, I'm like, yo, I don't know if my name on the list. As soon as I walk out, K-Goddess. Oh, this is still my city. I'm outside.
Right.
When we do it. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't been doing nothing the whole 2023. Yet my presence speaks for itself. My name speaks for itself. All of the hard work that I put in years before speak for itself.
Right.
And I feel like I'm finally like kind of getting my flowers like to where people's like, no matter what this girl go through, y'all can't count her out.
Right.
I can't say she don't work hard.
Right.
I can't say that she haven't did everything from the ground up. Because I have. And the proof is in the pudding. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even mean to brag. You know what I'm saying?
You got to talk your shit.
But it's just like, it's facts though. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people do try to shit on me. But the fact of the matter is, y'all bitches would not still be here if it wasn't for me setting a foundation. Mm. Facts. And it's a lot of other female rappers that feel the way that I feel, which we all contribute to it.
Right,
especially
right.
In New York City. Because at one time, point, niggas wasn't listening to New York rappers, female rappers. Mm-hmm. We're too hard. We're too aggressive. We don't show our story. We don't do this. We don't do that. We're not vulnerable. We act like niggas. But now, in 2023, 2024, all y'all niggas like, grah, grah, hold mm-hmm. on. Tomorrow, y'all rapping Glorilla. But I thought y'all said I was too tough. Did I say I was too gangsta?
So, do you feel like is it the consumer or is it the industry?
It's the industry because they try to pick and choose who they want to be the face of it.
Mm.
But the truth of the matter is, like I said, what's meant for you is meant for you. It don't matter if the labels is pushing this one or pushing that one or doing this or doing that. Stay true to yourself. Don't hate on nobody. Continue doing you. Like I said, even if it don't work for you, the end goal is still the same. Because for a guarantee, the moment I blow, it's going to be a lot of irrelevant bitches that felt like they was the next to be it. And it's cool. Just like I haven't been outside all year, and I've seen a lot of girls been doing their shit.
Right.
And I'm happy for them. I would never hate. And I've been through a hater moment before.
Right.
I done had moments, because I'm human. I done had moments where I'm like, why the fuck they giving it to her and not me? Why the fuck that I had those moments before? To where, like, after a while, I'm just like, the streets is saying my name for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm posting on Instagram, people see me on TV, and they like, nah, K, you gotta come back outside. Nah, K, where the music at? Like, I'm posting about surgery. I got fans that's like, surgery cool, where the music at? We want the music.
Right.
I hear y'all. Now it's time to get back to it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't even pay that shit no mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful that I'm mentally strong enough or built myself strong enough to still be here now because I've been through a lot of emotions in this industry and a lot of shit broke my heart a lot of times. Like I recently went through a situation where in 2024, I put a lot of my eggs in one basket, hoping and praying that that would have been my shot of getting mm-hmm. my foot through the door. And I guess that's not my shot. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, before, I used to, like, a lot of stuff, when the doors used to close in my face, I used to handle it differently. I used to be angry or stuck in depression to where right now I feel like I don't have time to do that no more. I don't have time to sit down and dwell on why didn't this work. Time to go. Something else gonna work.
Right, right, right.
It'll circle back around. I'm 5 years into my career now, and I can see majority of the opportunities that I passed up or turned down. They always circle back around. So now that I know that, because, you know, some people, they tell you, oh, it's your story. Tell your story. Oh, don't worry. They're going to circle back around in the future. When you in it, you don't want to hear that shit.
Right.
But I've been in this so long now to where I've actually seen stuff come back to life. And to where I'm like, okay, now I'm looking at it as, okay, maybe this opportunity wasn't meant for me right now. But when it do come back around, I'm going to make sure I'm either prepared for it
mm-hmm.
or I'm prepared to shit on it. Like what right. we talking about.
Right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see what else is in my path. It might be a lot more obstacles to go over. Shit, it might be the end of my path and I might just blow. You will never know.
Right.
But I'm happy that I'm speaking about it because after a while, when a lot of people don't know your story and they hear you being like the aggressor,
mm-hmm.
they use whatever stories to try to make it fit their narrative.
Right.
To where now it's like, I'm going to finally tell my story. Now y'all going to understand the way that I am. Y'all going to understand why I react the way that I react. Y'all going to understand why in the past, y'all saw like depressive posts and things like that. It was a lot of doors closed in my face. And it hurt me because I put in a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? But it's life. And later on, you know, I'll still be here to tell my story for the next girl that come up. Because I'm not getting no younger. I'm getting older. I'm 27 and I started rapping when I was 20. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now I'm just excited to be a, not a mogul, but I'm excited to have a story to tell the other young girls that's coming up and let them know like it's going to be okay. I done been through the rap beefs. I done been through the fighting. I done been through all anything you could think of. I done been here. I done done it. So now I'm happy that I get to tell my story and actually show the people, especially the girls that come from hoods where I come from, that come from the projects, and show them that you do have a future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
don't gotta,
you don't have to be a statistic of where you was raised from. You know, you got a future. So
that's dope.
I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm definitely proud of you. We look forward to you dropping this music. We look forward to you doing your thing. You understand, being back outside. Mm-hmm. You understand? We look forward to all these elevations, you know. Lastly, we want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
The last time I did something for the first time. I don't know.
You haven't done anything for the first time? No? You gotta live life. You gotta try something.
I'm about to try. I'm about to try and do skydiving for the first time. Last time I tried something for the first time. Shit. I guess I'll say last week when a nigga pissed me off. And instead of me cussing him out and cutting him off, I decided to play chess.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Oh, that's okay. She was strategic with this.
Yeah.
Okay. She was like, chestnut checkers.
Chestnut checkers.
Okay. She did. All right. That was a...
I guess.
That's a whole, like, mental elevation. She was just like, you know what? I'm going to take this anger.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna shift it into a different aspect. That's dope.
And now, it's working in my favor because it's always the end goal. You got to put it right there.
Okay.
Always the end goal.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Checkmate, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Where can we find you? All that good stuff.
You can find me on all social media platforms at K Goddess Official, K G O D D E S S O F F I C I A L. Twitter, she's the goddess. Yeah, I'm outside. K space G O D D E S S. Make sure you go stream my music. Grita, grita. Bow, I'm a Brooklyn bitch anyhow.
Uh-huh. And y'all already know the vibes, man. It's your girl, V. Hennyman. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following her. All her information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it. Y'all know the vibes. And we out. The artistry, V. Henny. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your climb out.